Country versus Metal Podcast. I talk too much. Let's go.
This is the drummer from Almost Legal.
The drummer for who?
Almost Legal.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. I was told to call this number.
Yeah. You playing? You're from Colby Cooper's hometown.
Yes, sir.
And you guys got a bunch of big shows coming up.
Yes, sir. We got Wiggy Thump with Whiskey Myers, Reed South on the Weather Souls right now. Coming up September 24th.
That's cool. And you have an album out right now?
Yes, sir. We had two singles out, Burn Me Down and East Texas Rain.
Okay, Burn Me Down, East Texas Rain. And they're available on everything, iTunes, Spotify?
Burn Me Down just dropped last night, so it's not on iTunes yet, but it's on Spotify. And East Texas Rain is on everything.
That's cool. Yeah, it's annoying how some of the markets, it takes long.
It said it takes like 5 to 6 business days for Apple Music to release it.
That's way too long.
Yeah.
Especially when you try, I mean, you obviously you advertise for your new release and you push it.
Everybody's expecting it to come out that day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, if you do miss that momentum, like I was talking to somebody earlier, like the attention span, it gets lost.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. You're playing with all the, they're huge names.
Yeah, they are. We were pretty excited to get the call.
Yeah. You nervous about doing it? Cause how old are you? You guys are.
I'm 14, about to turn 15 in November.
And you're not nervous at all?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not as nervous now, but I'm sure when I get there, it'll be a whole different story.
Yeah. Yeah. I call it the heebie-jeebies. I don't know. Yeah. The more people, I love more, the more the better. I don't like playing for small crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah, because with The more people, there's going to be more people that like you. And even if there's haters in there, there's still more people that like you. But if you're in a small room and there's 12 people and 6 of them have scowls on their face, it's a lot harder to get.
The energy's real low.
Yeah. But yeah, out of all those guys, like, do you listen to them all?
Yeah, so Whiskey Myers, really, like, it's a big part.
Yeah, you said you're the drummer, right?
Yes, sir.
Who's your favorite drummer?
Oh, hard question now. I don't know right now.
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you mean. But what's your style like? What kind of kick? You got double bass, you got a single?
I have a single, but I threw a bunch of double stuff on the single.
Okay. You have a favorite brand?
A drum?
Yeah, anything.
Pearl.
All right.
And then for my cymbals, my endorser is Samsung.
That's cool. Look at you. Already endorsed. That's great. Yeah, I remember being with Vernon watching you guys. I just remember him being like, you're how old? That's cool. So do you guys all get along? Because that's one of the most hardest parts about being in the band. You said, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's cool. So is this what you want to do?
Oh, yes, sir. There
you go. You got a good start. So I guess now you'd be starting up school soon. How do you swing that?
I don't know. We started 2 weeks ago, and it's going good right now. We have a few free weekends right now because a bunch of the venues that we were going to be playing at either had remodeling or had to cancel for like different reasons.
Yeah.
Or this weekend we were off because our lead guitarist was going to a Whiskey Myers concert in Oklahoma.
That's cool. He's scouting the competition.
Kind of hard to beat family.
Yeah. Oh, you never know. If you're playing with them, you deserve to be there.
You say.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool though. So like, I wish when I was in school and they're like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm playing with Whiskey Myers, Reed South Hall band, you know, everything. Yes,
I told my coach that a few days ago and he was flipping out.
What, you play sports?
Yes, sir. I play football.
Oh, football? Full contact? Yes, the drummer? We're going to need those legs intact, man. What position?
I'm a running back. I've been having a hip flexor problem.
Oh, really? That's not good. Oh, do you have a manager with the band?
Yes, sir. it's our lead guitarist's dad.
Okay, what's he think about full contact, especially running back? Because you're the drummer. Like, if the guitar player broke his leg, he can play on a stool. But I mean, if you did break, you could do Def Leppard. But
I guess I just have to be like Dylan Wheeler's drummer when he played down here in Slocum at Calhoun. He had a ankle problem, so he bought a double kick on that tour or whatever and was using his left foot the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
That's great. Man, it's like everyone's saying 15 opening for Whiskey Myers. That's awesome. That is awesome. Do you have like any wish to get anything signed or whatnot?
Like with record labels?
Oh, I meant by any of the artists or anything.
Oh.
Are you going to play it cool?
I try to. Probably won't be able to.
Yeah. Like, oh, what's this? Oh, Sharpie. How did that get in your hand from my hand? Hey, why you have that? Hey, you mind signing this?
I think I'm more excited to see Reed Southall and the Weathered Souls right now. But yeah. I'm sure I'll be excited to see Whiskey Myers when I get there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Reed Southall band. They got like a really cool groove. It's
yeah, that's what we kind of try to like base ourselves off of, is like that Southern Rock, Whiskey Myers, Reed Southall type stuff.
You just kind of like all mix it together.
Yes, sir.
That's cool. That's really cool.
And I don't know. After Wiggy Thump, we have a pretty big show in Louisiana. November. It's dated November 4th.
November 4th in Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
And you playing with anybody there?
No, sir. We're the main band. We have an opener for us, but I can't remember their names right now.
Oh, that's when you know you hit the big time, when you don't know who's opening for you. Oh, that's great. Man, you got an opener. Tony, you've already made it.
Slurred words.
Oh, the opener is the slurred words.
The slurred words?
Yes, sir.
That's fun to say.
They're a band out of Louisiana that we met when we played down at the river. We also, I forgot what date it was, but we're opening for Them Dirty Roses.
That's another band I like.
I'm pretty excited about that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be too. Do you, I guess, is this for him? What's your favorite song to play?
My favorite song?
Yeah, I don't know if they want me to ask you that.
Nah, that's fine. It's a hard question. I like all of them. I like playing all of them.
Yeah.
Because most of our songs are real upbeat and fast. Probably either Burn Me Down. Or we have a new song that's going to drop soon called Black Crow. That's a pretty fun one to play.
That's cool. So out of your whole, how many songs do you guys already have?
That are out on Spotify? Or just in general?
Just in general. Do you, like, over 30? Do you think?
Maybe 16 or 17.
Oh, that's plenty. That's a full set.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys incorporate covers as well?
Yes, sir. We start off the show with Running by Reed Southall, and then we play Lonely East Texas Nights by Whiskey Myers and Gunshot by Reed Southall and Fuss and Fight.
That's cool. Are you going to cover Reed Southall in front of Reed Southall?
No, sir. We had to replace those.
That would have been fun. They're asking what he's the drummer for Almost Legal. And you said you had music coming out?
Yes, sir. We have two out right now. And one more that has a set date to drop. I think it's September 25th, I believe.
Okay, September 26th. So cool. Yeah, I'm just like, there's people commenting, asking questions more about your music and whatnot.
Yeah, so
that's cool though. That's, man. You gonna be able to sleep the night before? I don't think I'll be able to.
I don't know. It'll be hard.
They were run a bunch of sprints at football and tire yourself out. That's a big day.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah. That's cool. They're saying he's 15. Yeah, he's 15. Playing, opening it up, playing same bill as Whiskey Myers, Reed Southall, Them Dirty Roses. That's an impressive resume.
Yes, sir.
The band
that's like Almost Legal now joined in January, and that this is like we came this far since January.
You guys have been definitely blazing a trail.
They say.
And it is.
I think when we played Do-Si-Do's in the Woodlands was a big step for us.
Yeah. Have you been approached by a label? Or are you guys doing this all independent? Or
we're gonna do an independent label. Currently, our label is DRB, Dad's Retirement Fund, or DRF, Dad's Retirement Fund.
I love that.
As the booking agent, and our lead guitarist's dad is the manager, and that's what they came up with for our label.
Yeah, that's great. So obviously he's retired.
No, not yet.
Oh, you guys are gonna make it big, and then he can retire. Is it? Oh. Well, if I had a kid living off of Whiskey Myers, I would be banking on that too. I definitely would have my 2 weeks ready for work. Just like, yeah, I don't work here anymore.
Yes, I.
Kids banging the drums, opening up for Whiskey Myers, we're going places.
Yeah.
But yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about? Any promote anything?
Our social media we're trying to get our social media following up pretty big. Just trying to gain more people from different places.
Yeah. And Facebook? Or
what's our Facebook? Almost Legal.
Almost Legal Band.
Almost Legal Band.
Okay, so Almost Legal Band on Facebook.
It's a
Almost Legal Band on Instagram, Twitter, and then almostlegalband.com is the website.
All right.
And then I have a independent following for like my drum page. It's called Shorty_Drums.
You guys got all fronts covered.
They say.
That's cool.
That's what the skills require.
What was that? I didn't catch that.
I said that's what their endorsement deals require.
Yeah.
So, man, I love what you do, and thank you for giving them the time and the opportunity to talk to you.
Hey, no problem. I'm excited. It's so cool. He's being this young, doing such great things that there's a lot of people that would love to be doing it. It's just really cool. That, you know, thank you for talking to me as well.
Yeah, no, they're good. They turn heads everywhere we go, and everybody's like, what? They're how old, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, we do that all the time. And, I mean, it's like you said, they've been together since January 1st. That was their first day together as a band. They went in the studio January 11th of this year. It didn't work out. It was too soon. And, you know, you and Vern did a live on their Black Crow from when they did this live at Bill's deal. And they just got back out of the studio. And like you said, the stuff's dropping. Last Friday, one drop. Today, one drop. And next Friday, the third one's dropping. And then Black Crow should drop within the next 2 weeks.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely have to check that out again. I got to tell Vernon as well. Maybe I can get him. Yeah,
he's been following him on Instagram and sending him messages. So,
Really? Vernon's a good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is.
So he's pretty intrigued. He's one of the first to like any video that I post on his social media.
Yeah, that sounds like Vern. He's doing well. He's playing with Brian Martin still. And
yeah, they were just in Texas, and I tried to get him, you know, let us open for Brian Martin a couple of times.
You guys are Texas based?
We are. We're out of Palestine, Texas. Same hometown as Kobe Cooper.
Okay, I'll have to shoot Brian a text.
Yeah, we're I understand it's hard. We when you don't know anybody, they don't have any music out and all that stuff. You know, it's hard. That's why we have been promoting. That's why I was using you. On that live that night with Vern, we kept on coming and kept on coming just to get somebody to hear the music, because
yeah,
when you look them up and you'll see they don't have many followers right now. I mean, they've had a Spotify account for a week and a half now, and you know, we're just trying to build that following.
Yeah,
you know how it is. Everything is based off of your followings nowadays.
Yeah, and your numbers and everything. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
It's frustrating. So
we're just trying to grow that, and with teenage boys, it's even a little more difficult because a lot of the venues are like, well, you know, you're not going to drive alcohol sales. We're not, you know, we don't want y'all in here.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we've heard different excuses left and right, but, you know, the venues that do let us in, they pack a house and, you know, it's usually room only and they got a line outside.
Yeah. That's good. But yeah, I know. I've seen bands when it'll be one member that's not 21 and it's, they make a huge deal about it and it doesn't have to be a big deal. And, you know, talent's talent. It'll transcend. All right, man.
Are you guys don't tie up your show anymore. We greatly appreciate your time.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Almost Legal,
Country versus Metal Podcast. I talk too much. Let's go.